Really given the keys to the success of Killing Kill this year?
I don't know. I think we've just been kind of running our routes, and, you know, we haven't strayed from the system too much, and we've had a lot of sacrifice towards the blocking shots. You know, we've been quick, especially pressuring guys on the flanks there, and we got a smart group of guys at PKs, and been able to pick our chances when we need to be aggressive, and then you know, sit back and take up some lanes, you know, when we need to do that. So I think it's just it's worked. We've had everyone on the same page, and Bucky's obviously been great in that.
What was your initial reaction when you changed the structure last year? It's a little bit unconventional, if you will, I guess, with the
that's how I had it in school and USA specifically. So yeah, it was comforting for me to get back to the way that we kill now.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think that new style is successful?
Well, I think it gets us aggressive from the get-go. So, you know, on their rush, you know, when we're taking them in, we're taking them in, and then we're being aggressive at a certain point, and then we can kind of stay aggressive for a while until they break it down. And then once they break it down, if they break it down, then we're collapsed, and then we're really smart and deliberate about our routes and pushing them down to certain areas, and then we get aggressive, and then if they get out of it again, then we sit back. And so I just think that we've been able to get our teeth into them early, and it's provided a lot of clears. They haven't had a lot of zone time some nights, so it's I'd say that's probably the biggest key.
How do you sort of determine what are the high danger chances and what you need to try to take away in terms of when you're applying the pressure?
Depends who we're playing against, kind of. I think I don't want to divulge into too much, but yeah, we try and, you know, when they got Sagan, obviously tough, last night's a tough matchup, when they got Sagan, Radulov, Ben, all with significant amount of power play goals, you know, we kind of try and take away those guys. And then, you know, tomorrow, I'm not sure what where they have Kobe or Carter right now in terms of those units, but, you know, Kobitar and Doughty are pretty dangerous. So it's kind of try and, you know, eliminate, you know, where they've been having their success and make them do something different.
Take a look at kind of how the schedule is playing out here through the last 10 or so. They're in Minnesota tonight. Is there an advantage right now with teams back-to-back, or are you guys deep enough in the schedule here that, you know, time 7 o'clock, it's just game time?
Yeah, I think 7 o'clock is just game time. I think, I mean, sometimes you catch teams on a back-to-back, it can be to your advantage, or sometimes, you know, I think we had St. Louis earlier in the year when they came in on a back-to-back. They played Colorado and handled Colorado, and they were able to kind of get all four lines rolling and rest, like, didn't play their top guys as much. So they were kind of feeling good coming into to the game. So kind of just depends on the circumstance. And then, but at this time, you know, all these teams are fighting for their playoff lives, including us. So, you know, we're trying to cement ourselves in, and they're trying to, you know, make sure that they get in. So it's, I don't think they're going to be showing too many signs of, you know, falling down easy.
Day after, how hard was it to kind of see Jacob go through what he did and kind of moving forward now?
Yeah, that was scary. Just kind of, you know, you see the legs buckle like that on the ice, and it was definitely a scary thing for me to see so close, and we'll obviously miss him for the time that he's out, but I mean, we got guys that have stepped up, you know, before, and love taking on more minutes, some of his minutes, so yeah, well, you know, hopefully he gets back soon and is ready to go, you know, sooner rather than later. But we got the depth in here to handle it.
Obviously, discipline hasn't been as big an issue for the group, but knowing that you have a penalty kill that's been in the top five, I mean, what does that mean for the mentality of a group as compared to last year when it's near the bottom?
Yeah, I think I think that's maybe part of the reason that we have a good PK is that we're not out there every freaking another shift. You know, it's the discipline's been a huge part, and I think. You know, I think that helps having a better penalty kill percentage when you're out there, you know, a ton, and, you know, you're just bound to, like, they get more looks at it, they know where to break you down. So I just think that our PK has just been really solid all year, and I think discipline has been a huge part of our success. You know, maybe they're not intertwined as much as you think, but you know, just you're not in the penalty box as much. We're a good team on 5-on-5, so you know, we've been able to just play more at 5-on-5 and take advantage of that.